It's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on the show. John, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
John, I don't want to publicly criticize my parents. They did the best job they could. I know many people who listen to this show think they didn't do a very good job raising me, but I think they did a good job. They love me. One thing they never did, they never taught me anything about money, and I am not good with money today. I'm the first to admit it. I'm not good. I could be a lot better. I want you to talk about the importance of teaching your kids about money.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for providing us with this opportunity. You know, we view financial literacy as another one of those life lessons that's a really lifelong process. And you can start as early as, you know, the preschool age and then all the way through life. I'm still learning every day. But, you know, financial literacy or financial education is generally built on four basic principles, and those are earning, spending, savings, and sharing. And each one of those topics becomes more and more relevant as the child or the young person ages. And those are the key concepts that we focus on.
Yeah, I understand earning income. It's important to earn income. You're going to have to spend no matter what. I mean, you're going to have to spend a certain amount of money just to live your life. Savings, that's not easy, but that's something that should be taught. You know, I think the sharing is the one that's going to be kind of tough to teach kids. I mean, it's hard to teach them to share when they're little kids.
That's so true. You know, if you start with the earning income, I think you can draw a correlation to the sharing. And what we suggest is you start early, you know, maybe in the preschool age, really with kind of a modified barter system with your kids. You know, kids that young are probably not that good with numbers, but they do understand value. So you may have your kid maybe pick up their toys in the evening before they go to bed. And every time they do that, you might give them a bag of gummy bears. I heard you speaking about gummy bears last week. So let's say, you know, for picking up your toys, I'm going to give you a bag of gummy bears at the end of the week.
And then
when something comes,
No, go ahead, John.
And then, you know, as they age and as they grow, you know, the gummy bears will transition to maybe a few dollars for doing these chores for the week. And then maybe as they get a little older and they become a teenager, maybe you'll start introducing the concept of some other value, because we don't really place value on time. And maybe instead of giving them some dollar amount, you might share with your child that, look, if you do this for me, then I'm able to spend some time with you, and maybe we can go to the movie or go to the park or do something like that. And then, you know, the next step is as they're a little bit older and they realize that, you know, there's other people in their world, whether it's classmates or friends or family members that sometimes aren't as fortunate as you. That's when the sharing concept comes in. You know, you can give a little bit of what you have to help the guy next door or your friend or your classmate. And that's just all part of the financial literacy and the lifelong learning process.
It all makes sense to me. Would there be some people who would say, no, your kids are supposed to do that. You got to teach them to do chores and you don't really have to pay them. I mean, I guess that argument can be made, but I think you bring up a better argument about establishing some kind of relationship between doing work and then getting something in return for it, whatever is the income at that level.
Absolutely. We think the important part of that whole concept is the word earn. We think that the young person should learn that, hey, if I do something, there's a value associated with that. The value may be candy when I'm 3 years old, or it might be $5 when I'm 10, or when I'm older, it might be something else. But we definitely want to enforce the concept of earning an income or earning something for the service or whatever you're providing. as opposed to using it as a bribe. I'm sure you remember when you were a kid and your parents said, "Hey, if you guys stop fighting, I'll take you to McDonald's or something." We don't want to teach income in as a bribe.
See, yeah.
We want to teach it as a earned reward for a behavior.
And then as the kids get older, maybe you could offer them like gummies from Portland or Denver or something like that. You just kind of change the nature of the gummies, you know, it's still gummies.
There you go.
You know, how old do you have to be? How old do you have to be, John, to open a checking account or a savings account at Metairie Bank?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. You can open one, for example. I just had a friend open one for a grandbaby that was just born. And nowadays, you can almost get a Social Security number at birth, and you can put your name on the account with your with a minor at any age. Now, for them to have their name on the account themselves, I'd have to check, but I think they have a legal age, and I guess that's 18 or
18. I guess
or,
so. Yeah.
It might be 16. I'm not sure. I'd have to check.
Okay. All right. You know, I think parents, you know, might want to do things like, you know, and bring it down to their level when you're talking to them about money. Like, you know, look both ways before you write a bad check. You know, some of the simple things that we could teach kids.
Absolutely. You know, especially, look, oversights happen, mistakes happen, and you know, maybe you write a bad check every now and then. You know, if it's an oversight, look, not a big deal. We're all going to make mistakes. You just want to teach them not to do it intentionally, because then right. there's, you know, consequences for doing those type of things.
Right. Anything else you want to talk about in terms of teaching kids about money? I mean, I guess every family is going to be a little different, and you know your kids. Just find a way to teach these lessons to your kids.
Absolutely. You know, the four keys are really earning income, spending, savings, and sharing. But, you know, once you get those down, you probably graduate to things like managing risk, and then you talk about insurance and how to protect the income that you've earned, whether it's buying insurance for your house or your car or maybe on your life. And then there's other things. I guess the advanced course or the as you become a young adult would deal with managing credit and things like your credit score and how do you obtain credit and that sort of thing. But really all built upon those four basic principles.
Yeah. You know, I did pretty well. I've done pretty well in my life with earning income, still doing that. I am great at spending. I am a professional at spending money. I am one of the best spenders in the country. Not so great at savings, and but I'm pretty good at sharing. I do like to share when I can.
Very important, especially to be a good citizen and to take care of one another. I think if we do more of that, we're all going to be in a much better place.
All right, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL.
Thank you, Scoot. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Thanks, John.